Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Inside of you, begin to trust him with every aspect of your life, then that's a whole other dimension that he takes you to. You see, having faith, having a measure of faith is good. But just only having a measure means that you might believe him for one thing, but you might not believe him, or you might doubt him concerning something else. So I thank God for the measure of faith. Everyone is given a measure of faith, but you got to understand that you have to build on that faith. You have to build on that faith prophetically. You got to constantly build on that faith. So having a measure is good, but when you begin to build and trust him, because now you're building on it because you're trusting him, when you begin to trust him, you're building on that measure of faith. You're adding to that measure of faith. Now you're trusting him. You're stepping out of the realm of a small measure, and your faith is starting to increase. It's spreading like a balloon. You blow a balloon up, and you constantly blow it. It's getting filled with air. Your faith is now stretching. It's now becoming large. It's now becoming bigger. You're moving from one dimension to the next because now you trust him. You see, you can have faith, but a measure of faith, but do you really trust God? A lot of people got a measure of faith, but when it comes to their life and certain situations and circumstances, when things hit their life, then they begin to lose a little bit of that faith because they're not completely trusting God. Faith is one thing, but complete and total trust is another. I trust God with everything in me. I wouldn't have came 1,200 miles, 1,100 miles, whatever it is, if I didn't trust him with my complete and whole life.
Amen. That's right.
So ask God, people. Ask God to mature your faith in him. Mature it with trust. Mature with trust through his word. With trust through his word and through his spirit. Glory to God. But I want to say this, connected to that, about tithes and offerings, because a lot of people don't got faith to give. At least they start off good giving, and then what happens is they, when the circumstances turn up, the fire in their life, they start to get tested, and, you know, it looked like certain things going short, then they start to decrease in their giving and in their tithes and offerings. And that's not true faith. Mm-hmm. That's not being a mature and seasoned believer.
Amen.
Me and my wife, no matter what hits us or comes our way, we pay our tithes and our offerings and seed and alms. On top of that, well, Apostle, we just ain't got it like you. You don't even know what I got. You don't know. I don't got much. But because I trust God, talking about that dimension of prophetic faith, because I trust God, because I have prophetic faith, I know that what I know and I see through the prophetic telescope, through the prophetic lenses, that tomorrow is going to be better than today. Prophetically, I
Amen.
See prophetically, I speak those things that are not as though they were. I don't get all things together. Everything we got ain't together. And I often like to tell people this, but we sleep on a padded floor. We got a 2004 MPV Mazda. It got 160-some thousand miles on it. My wife works, and she ain't getting paid a whole lot of money either. But somehow, we able to keep our condo, even with our little pad on the floor. I thank God for it.
Amen.
Somehow, we able to meet every bill, the electric bill, the water bill, every bill. We able to keep gas in our tank. Somehow, it's because I trust God. And that's my prophetic faith. I'm paying my tithes and offerings. Things get tight. Nope, we paying our tithes and offerings. We ain't eating up our tithes and offerings. We ain't eating it. A lot of people eating their tithes and offerings, going to McDonald's and getting cheeseburgers with their tithes and offerings. But they say that they ain't got enough money to pay their bills.
Woo!
Some people doing things they don't need to do. I ain't going to get off in all of that. Lord, Holy Ghost, help me. But this is what God is saying to the body of Christ. This is what God is saying to KCI. This is what he's saying. This is what he's saying tonight. You want the miracles, but you gotta have faith.
Amen.
There's benefits to having faith in God. There's a lot of benefits. One of the primary benefits is you reap a harvest. I know I got a harvest that's stored up for me because of all my prophetic faith. I prophetically believe God, and I'm still prophetically believing him. And I know I got a harvest because I sow seeds. Even when my circumstances did not look favorable, I sowed, I planted, and I ain't sowed. You got to be wise with this. I sowed in the fertile ground. I sowed, and I sowed, and I sowed, and I know that I got a harvest coming. That's what happens when you begin to trust God. You move from that measure of faith dimension to that trust dimension, and then you exercise your prophetic faith. When you begin to do that, you have a harvest that's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in this world can stop you. Nothing in this world can slow you down. Because God is on your side. Because now you pleasing him. He's saying, that's my son, that's my daughter. They believing in me. They believing in the prophetic word that I release to their spirit. They got faith. Well done, son. Well done, daughter. I believe. Glory to God, I thank you for the Heavenly Father. I thank you for the word that was released on tonight. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Lord God, for about prophetic faith. I thank you, Lord God, for speaking this word to your people. I mm-hmm. thank you, Lord God, for increasing in them, Lord God. And I mm-hmm. pray right now, I decree and declare right now, that they will continue to increase in their prophetic faith. Even as they face tomorrow, whatever challenges may come, whatever things may happen, Lord, may you increase their prophetic faith. Mm-hmm. May their prophetic faith, Lord God, take them from the wave of glory to the wave of glory. And may mm-hmm. it produce what you told me, a harvest in our lives. I decree mm-hmm. and declare so. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' miraculous mighty name. Let everyone say amen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And I turn it over.
Amen.
Amen.
I turn it over to the hands of Apostle A. Prayer. Prayers and then close out. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you all. God bless you all, everyone on the line under the sound of my voice. God bless you. Thank you so very much for tuning in and fellowshipping with us. Pray that you were empowered on today. You were strengthened. Some of you all have been complaining on this week. Some of you all have been whining. Some of you all have been asking God how long. Some of you all have taken your eye off of what God is doing and focusing it on the problem that you're in. Mm-hmm. But I come to encourage you to let you know to get back in focus. Get back putting your eye on the prize, knowing that what you are in, don't look at you now, but look at you in the future. God is Alpha and Omega. He is the ending, so he knows the end of this thing. It may hurt right now. It may be uncomfortable. It may not be a pleasant experience, but it is birthing something out in you. It is birthing more patience. It is birthing out more integrity. It is birthing out greater character. It is giving you a testimony. It is making you strong. In order to be a leader, you have to go through some things. You have to have been hidden in the, like I always say, know how to take a licking and keep on ticking. You have had to have been swiped or smited on the side of your face and still learn how to put a smile and not make your face like flint. I'm telling you, this is what God is requiring of leaders today. And I can go on and on and on about how I've been through, how a lead pastor, Andrew, has gone through. But we have proven ourselves to be faithful, proven ourselves to not utter complaining spirit or complaining, whining attitude unto the Lord. We have proven to give up everything. The Bible says if you give up everything, the Bible says in Matthew, the 19th chapter, if you forsake your land, that means your property, your home, wherever you lay your head at, if you forsake even choosing him over your husband, over your children, over your siblings, over your parents, he said he will reward you with 100-fold and everlasting life. He wants you
Amen.
To choose him above everything. And that's the decision Amen. He gave me. He gave me a choice. He said, hey, Prell, what are you going to choose? You are cozy in Chicago. You live two doors down from your parents. You have a nice career. You have now a beautiful four-bedroom home. But I'm calling you to uproot, and I'm calling you to move now over 1,000 miles to somewhere you've never stayed or even stepped foot on. You don't know anyone in Jacksonville, Florida. You don't have anyone to lean on. You don't even have a job. Can you trust me? We walked down here or drove down here in our car that now has over 160,000 miles on it. It blew a tire twice. We had car issues, but we said, no, we got to get to that promised land. This is where God is calling us. I didn't have a job. He didn't have a job. All we had was just a few $100 that I withdrew from my retirement fund. That's all we had. That's all we had. Didn't have a roof over our head, didn't have anything to call our own. But God made a way. God opened up a door. It was lonely some nights. I cried some nights. Matter of fact, I think the second day we were down here, I was ready to pack up everything and go back to Chicago, saying, what am I doing? And I told the Lord, before I pack up and leave, I said, I need a reminder. Let me know that you sent me down here. And God immediately, I said that as we were pulling into a library, because that's all we would do to help me find a job. I would go to the library and sit in the library for 6 hours, sometimes 7 hours, 8 hours. They would have to kick us out sometimes. And we went to a library, and we went in, and it was super packed. I couldn't even find an outlet to plug in my laptop. When we left out, I was so beaten up. I was so just sad. And I heard somebody say, excuse me, excuse me. And I looked around and I said, I know no one's talking to me. I don't know anyone in Jacksonville, so nobody should be calling out to me. And I kept walking. And they said, you, ma'am, you. And I looked up and I finally saw it was a little short woman. And she walked up to me. She said, listen here, you don't know me, but by the Spirit of God. And I've been walking with God long enough to be obedient because he will get me. The Lord told me to come up to you and tell you that he is not a man, that he needs to repent, and he is not a father, that is a deadbeat dad. He will not call you to this place and leave you. My mouth dropped.
Wow.
So she doesn't know me, and I know she didn't know anything that I was going through. And she said, God said for me to tell you to be encouraged. He has called you here. This is your time. This is your season. This is the territory he has given
Amen.
You. And she said, even as I stand here before both you and him, because I was with my husband, she said, the Lord even told me to bless you. She said, I'm going to give you $150. He said, take it as a sign that he has called me here. I was by that time boo-hooing in the parking lot of the library. She said, I don't have it on me. She said, Lord knows I can't afford to give it, but I know how to move on faith. And she said, meet me back here at this library. And she gave me a time, and she said, I'm going to give it to you. I don't know this lady. I never met her. I don't know her but by the Spirit. She was saying everything that was on point. And I said, well, tomorrow we'll be here. Don't know. I mean, I could have, that library right then and there, that was a whole day. For a story for another day, but that library we ended up at was 45 minutes. We ended up getting lost, and then we went to one library, and in the middle of us working and being there for hours, the power went out. The power went out. That never really happens in a library, but the power went out. So we sat there, me and Andrew, for about 20 minutes, and they said it would be on in 20 minutes. So we're looking, and we're like, well, it's 20 minutes. How come it's not come back on? Then they look back up. And they gave us an update and said, well, the wireless won't be up for a few hours. And that's what I needed to work on their Wi-Fi. So I had to get up. But don't you know, this was all in God's plan. I was aggravated. I was agitated. I'm like, oh, man, I got to close down everything. They all messed me up, wasting my time. But God said, hey, Prell, if you hush your mouth, I'm putting you in position and aligning you for a blessing. If I would have stayed at that library or if I would have went to the place where we were staying when we moved down here, I would have missed my blessing. But we ended up getting turned around. We left that library, drove 30 more minutes north, and God landed us right there at that library where that lady was able to speak a prophetic word in our life. God set me up for a blessing.
Amen.
After I met with her, we went back to the library. She was a woman of her word. She even said, as I was talking to you on the phone to confirm you will be coming back today, she said, the Lord told me to give you an extra $50 because he knew that this library is out of your way. It's almost an hour out of your way. So God said, give her an extra $50 so that she can have some gas money. So I got blessed. Andrew and I both got blessed with $200 on the second day that we were down here by a stranger. Because she was obedient to the Lord. But that saved my life because I just knew. I mean, I had everything that could have went wrong when we moved down here went wrong. And I just said, Lord, I'm going back to Chicago. Maybe we missed you. But God said, let me give her a sign. It's okay to ask God for a sign as long as you receive it as a sign and you gain some strength about yourself, some dignity about yourself, and you run hard with God knowing that he's confirmed what it is for you to do. And that's what we did. We have prophetic faith to stay here. And since then, I didn't have a career, but I got blessed with a career. Matter of fact, I got at one time blessed with 4 job offers. This is how prophetic faith pays off. Within a few months of being down here, God blessed me with 4 job offers. He laid it down in my feet. He said, you choose, daughter. I was able to choose which career I wanted to take. Matter of fact, the Lord said, tell them how much you want to get paid. They offered me my salary, and I counter-offered. And I said, no, with my experience, with my degree, and because I know how to talk and sell myself, I said, no, I want $4,000 more. They came back and they said, sorry, we couldn't do that. And I said, okay, you know, and I just said, Lord, I'm working it out. And with that being said, when I got hired, they were able to give me $4,500 more. They gave me more than what I even asked for. Now, that's supernatural. That's prophetic faith. When you get a job and you tell them how much they want, and then they come back and give you, and then you tell them how much you want, and they come back and counteroffer that and give you even more than what you asked for. Tell me that's not the favor of God.
That's the favor.
I was making some good money when I was at that previous job. I was like, yes, full benefits, everything. I was like, oh, yeah, come on, new car. Come on, we're about to live it up. A few months into that, I didn't feel peace. And I said, Lord, oh, God, what's going on? The Lord said, I'm causing another shaking. Can you believe me for something else? Can you have faith in me? Can you trust in me? And I said, yes, Lord. And the Lord laid open another career opportunity, pays me significantly less. But I'm working now in the field. I'm nonprofit, and I'm working in a women's center. I'm helping women who are being released from prison get back acquainted in family and society, people who are dealing with all types of issues, coming in and getting counseling. I'm dealing with so many sexual assault victims who have been victims of rape and sexual assault. I'm helping so many women who are in the field hurting. God uprooted me from my cushion, leather seat office, and he said, I'm placing you where you need to be. He said, this is where I called you. He said, you are not working full-time ministry just with KCI, and then you work in a career. He said, I'm making sure you work full-time ministry every single minute of the day. Because when I go and work a job, although it is a job, it's still ministry. I'm there on assignment. I'm praying. Yeah, they may have their secular way of doing things. They may have their secular terminology and philosophical approaches, but God said, you have the Holy Ghost. So when those women come in, I'm praying over them. When those women come over there, these lesbians come in here, you know, because after they've been sexually assaulted, they don't really trust men. So you have a lot of homosexuals in there, a lot of lesbian women, because they found their trust in women. So God is having me to intercede. God is having me to observe and judge and decree and declare. But God said, this is where you are. I'm in a low-income area. He said, I'm keeping you rooted because this is where, in the area where you're going to plant your church. God's rerouting my whole life. But it took prophetic faith. Why am I sharing this with you? Because if I would not have believed God, if I didn't have the trust that I have in him, I would have missed this opportunity to become more rooted, to become more exposed to the hurt to where it really counts. These are souls that are looking for love in the wrong places. And I'm sent there to be a light. Some of you all, God has you at a crossroads. God wants you to step out. God wants you to encourage. You may be sitting here and thinking, why am I at the job that I'm at? Why am I in this situation, this predicament with my family? Why am I in a predicament in my love life, in my marriage? God may be trying to cause a shaking, because if it doesn't cause a shaking, you'll always and forever will be comfortable. And God wants to always push us out of our comfort zone. You'll never accomplish everything that you need to do unless you get out of your comfort zone. If I was so engulfed in my comfort zone, I would have never left Chicago. I would be working at my job up north. I would have been chilling in my four-bedroom home, probably would have had a new car, probably would have maybe even had a child, would have been going on with my life. But God said, no, there's a greater need, and I need to cause a shaking in her life. Will she trust me? And I've proven myself.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.